A more sinister angle has emerged in the bomb hawks' emails sent to nearly 100 schools in Delhi and the NCR, the National Capital Region, with the police now investigating whether there is a terror link to them, with the emails being traced back to a Russian domain using the Internet Protocol IP address. The Delhi Police's special cell is looking into a connection with that country as well as Pakistan. The suspicion is that the threat was sent at the behest of foreign intelligence agencies, possibly an ISIS module. That's what they're looking at right now. But today on the ground, there was absolute chaos in schools. 100 of them had these terror threats. Fortunately, nothing happened. It was a hoax. The students went home. Imagine what it was for the students, for teachers, and of course, their parents.
A major law and order challenge for the police after over 100 schools had to be evacuated across the national capital and the NCR after a 4 a.m. bomb threat hoax. It took the police and other officials hours to carry out extensive search operations. In the end, nothing suspicious was found. But the mails were enough to cause chaos. One of the schools was conducting an exam and had to stop it midway as the search operation started.
Aaj morning mein kuch schools hain, unhone approach kiya local police ko, kuch logon ne control room ko. Unhone bataya hai ki unko emails aaye hain jisme threat hai ki unke premises par bombs rakhe hue hain. To jab ye calls receive hue to uske baad local police, hamare bomb squad, dog squad sab un premises par pahunche aur as per protocol pure premises ko check kiya gaya.
देखिए मेल आई थी कि भाई कुछ बॉम्ब है कहीं कहीं जगह पे पर देखिए बच्चे हैं हमारे पास तो हम कोई चांसेस नहीं ले सकते. हमने चेयरमैन से भी बात किया और सारे सीनियर ऑफिसर्स से पुलिस की बात किया उनका सपोर्ट मांगा और साइमल्टेनियसली हमने बच्चों को ओपन एरिया में निकाला क्लासरूम से और पेरेंट्स को मैसेज किया बसेस को दोबारा से लाइन अप किया और बच्चों को भेज दिया है.
Delhi's Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena said the police have traced the origin of the hoax bomb emails. Reports suggest a single IP address was used to send them. The email address used had a Russian domain. However, it's not yet certain whether the email originated from there. Police sources said that it took some time to trace the email's origin as it was sent using a virtual private network or VPN that routed and rerouted data via foreign servers.
मैं इस बात को दिल्ली की जनता को एश्योर करना चाहता हूं कि दिल्ली पुलिस पूरी तरीके से मुस्तैद है और हमारी कोशिश होगी कि हम किसी भी अप्रिय घटना को नहीं होने दें. दिल्ली पुलिस ने अभी पता कर लिया है कि ये मेल्स कहां से आ रहे हैं, जांच चल रही है.
The hoax mail presents a big challenge for the Delhi police. In February, a similar threat at the Delhi Public School in R.K. Puram had turned out to be a hoax.
Special cell of the Delhi police has been formed to give a detailed probe on the matter. This is what the Delhi LG has asked for, and the details of the probe into the investigation is awaited. This is Tanushka Datta for NDTV 24/7.
All right, well, joining us now, Dr. Tanvi Gupta, mother of Amaira Gupta, a class 8 student at DPS International. We are joined by Sudha Acharya, principal of ITL Public School, Eden Menon, a mother, and Adhiraj Menon, her son, who's in class 9, and Nithin Joseph, administrator at St. Xavier's Senior Secondary School here in Delhi. Let me just go across, and of course, Dr. Vikram Singh, former Director General of Police, with us as well. Sudha Acharya, ma'am, let me come to you. When did you get this email and what did you do as soon as you received it?
Right in the morning, I got few calls from my principal colleagues, though I did not receive this mail till that time. So when I reached school, parents were giving frantic call, but I took quite little time to know what is the situation and told my parent, immediately sent a message through WhatsApp groups of parents that no need to panic and school will take utmost care. If there is a scare, then we will take all evacuation measures, SOP is in place. We will call parents and disperse them. But what happened is that on WhatsApp, lot of rumor mongering and parents were really getting hyper, and they forced some of the schools to close down even though there was no scare or the schools did not receive any mail. So we asked the police, we asked our deputy director of education. So they said if parents want their children back, so kindly do the evacuation. So we took all measures, and then, of course, parents were in office and the van drivers have to reach the school. We just can't evacuate the school just like that. We have to take all safety measures. So we can't leave the children in school buses also. There should be somebody to pick them up at their doorstep.
Sure.
So we had to connect all the parents and took all measures. But this is very, very disrupting, and a normal school day was badly disrupted by this mail.
We're also joined by Ruchika Sukhija, principal of the Mahavir Senior Model School, and Sujata Malevar, the headmistress of Springdales in Dholakwa in Delhi. Ms. Malevar, could you tell us about what you did once you got this email? Was there panic as well? How were you able to deal with this situation?
Well, first of all, good evening, everyone, and thank you for having me here. As soon as we got this email, sir, luckily we have a police chowki just next door, and then the police came over. We immediately informed the parents. We also, we evacuated the building. So I have very small children, sir, 3-year-olds also. So what we did was that we decided to have a fire drill, and we announced the fire drill. The children are trained for the fire drill. They came down. Within 3 minutes, we had the building evacuated. We gathered them in our open amphitheater in the open areas. We put on some music. So the children thought, oh, it's another, they were all happy. They were dancing. So there was no panic at all. Meanwhile, we had informed the parents. Parents too had heard about the news, and then they rushed over. We issued gate passes. We lined up our buses. The buses were loaded, and the children were sent home, and the van drivers too were there. So it was very, very smooth evacuation today. And I think it was teamwork without panic.
Yeah,
that's what I would call it.
Ruchika Sukhija, is there a real protocol which schools have or your school has to deal with the situation, a serious potential terror episode? Is there a protocol that you follow?
Yes. As ma'am said, there is a protocol that every school follows. We have an evacuation drill that we compulsorily do once in a fortnight. And because of which today also, we were able to evacuate all our students in flat 5 minutes. All of them were outside carrying their bags, lunch boxes, etc. Initially, we hadn't told them anything. But as soon as parents started arriving, they obviously got to know. And there was a little bit of panic. But contrary to what Sudha ma'am said, we experienced that parents were very helpful. Initially, there was a little panic, but then everything turned out to be very smooth, and parents were, in fact, helping in dispersing the students. And as a protocol, like, everything happened very smoothly, and within 2 hours, all the students were dispersed. The police also played a very, very commendable role. In fact, they arrived very quickly. The bomb squad also arrived. The fire brigade also arrived. So parents were quite reassured since everybody was there in the school. In fact, senior officials like ACP and DCP were still visiting the school till late evening hours. They were there in the school. Cyber cell was also there. So I felt that, as ma'am said, it was a teamwork because of the proactive approach of everybody. This situation was handled.
Adhiraj Menon, you are a class 9 student. Could you tell us about, what happened? Where were you moved to in your school? And then I'll ask your mom a question. Adhiraj, go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. I am Adhiraj from class 9th NCS. We were in the chemistry lab, and then a sudden announcement happened by a principal ma'am. She told us that all the students have to assemble in the backfield, the ground. After we reached the ground, the teachers made us sit in the stairs. After sitting in the stairs for half an hour, we were departed to our respected buses. we didn't know about the bomb case, so we were not scared.
Eden Menon, did you know about what was happening? Did you rush to school to pick up your child?
Yes, Vishnu, it was an usual day for all of us. And my son goes to a defense school, the Navy Children's School located at Chanakyapuri. So the bus departs at around 6:30 in the morning. So it was an usual day. After a couple of hours, around 9:30, we received a message from the school, a very well-articulated message from the school, which says the children have to be sent home due to some logistic issues. Here, I would like to commend the school for, sending messages which does not create any stress among the parents. I, being in media, I had no clue that something of this sort has taken place. So for me, it was a usual message. Within next few minutes, we could, when I saw the news, I could, I learned that something of this importance has taken place, which was very concerning for us. However, the school took all possible steps to make sure that children are safe. They are sent home safely, escorted by a senior teacher. All, not only mm-hmm. the teachers, the non-teaching staffs, authorities, everybody was available on phone. Their numbers were being circulated. There was updates on WhatsApp. And I was very, there was no stress as such. As parents, we will be concerned. We were. But the school took right measures at the right time. And they did not take the email, it was taken very seriously, ensuring the safety of each child.
Dr. Vikram Singh, any thoughts on this? The fact that they're investigating a possible Pakistan connection, somebody outside this country, the fact that the email had a Russian domain, et cetera, et cetera. How do you look at this? Do you see this as being perhaps more than just a standard hoax call, which unfortunately has been made to Delhi schools in the recent past quite often?
Good evening, Vishnu and esteemed panelists. It is just not a routine hoax. It is a well-calibrated hoax. And even if it is a hoax, it is a hoax that is almost like a dry run and has to be investigated to the last an individual. I would strongly recommend the registration of a case under the IT Act, which presupposes that the act may happen anywhere in the world, but the accused will be anywhere on the planet. He will not be safe. And get help from the Interpol and other sister agencies right across the globe, including the Interpol. And the IP address is a fair indication. The choice of words of the threat also is indicative of the fact that coming as it does during the course of the Lok Sabha elections, 100 schools taking a basic minimum of 50 constables, that translates into 5,000 constables and manpower of the police. What a terrible waste of man hours and manpower. But I would compliment the principals, the police, the parents for the confidence building measures and not panicking at the last minute. Their SOPs are indeed perfect. And I would compliment them for not losing hope and not panicking at all. The fortitude and the maturity displayed by all of them are exemplary. And I salute all the respected principals and the parents. And Adhiraj also is an example of fortitude and chivalry. But Vishnuji, I would also say that this needs to be worked out coming as it does in the elections. Is it there to polarize? Is it there to create a divide? That is the larger question. And my appeal to political friends would be, this is just not the opportunity to level allegations. A resolute nation must stand together and give a befitting reply to those who indulge in these kind of hoax calls and threaten our society.
Amaira Gupta, you're a Class 8 student at Delhi Public School International, DPS International. Could you tell us a little bit about, what happened in your school? Were you aware of what this threat was all about? What exactly happened?
So all of us were in the auditorium at that time because our morning assembly was going on. And then suddenly the fire alarm rung and all of us were rushed to the playground. Our teachers were very supportive at that time and they tried to calm us down. We were not aware that it was a bomb threat, but we were aware that something went wrong because the fire alarm had rung.
Dr. Tanvi Gupta, did you rush to school to try and get your daughter out?
Yes, of course. Being a concerned parent, I did. Reason being, her morning bus flies at around 6:50. And they have this RFID system in the school wherein the moment a child arrives in the school or leaves the school, the parent receives a message. So I was just like an ordinary day. I'd left for my work and suddenly there was panic on these WhatsApp groups wherein messages were flooding from different parents. There were certain forwards. And I would say in my case, I had a different experience because my husband is usually out of town and I'm also traveling and we have senior citizens as a grandparents here. So, you know, if such a situation arises, it gets a little difficult and something which wasn't expected. So I would say I was receiving help calls within those 15 minutes from other parents stating that should we, you know, pick Amira. But here I would also like to applaud the role of the school teachers and the authorities. So very smoothly this thing was handled wherein the kids who were applying via bus, within no duration, these kids boarded the bus. And by the time I reached her school, she had already reached back home. So I would really like to, you know, appreciate the efforts of the school's authorities in such situation of contingency. Yeah.
Nitin Joseph, Administrator St. Xavier's, you know, sir, we've spoken about schools and principals. What about the students themselves? Did you have to deal with, did students really know at starting out what this was about? And did you have a lot of worried, traumatized kids?
Sir, good evening, first of all, and thank you for having me here. Well, with regard to the experience of the students, I would say, majority of our students were clueless about what was happening. It was all about the parents who had come rushing to the school gate. And unlike the experience of other parents and the principals here, the privilege that we at St. Xavier's have is that our school is located next to the LG house. So it is a high security area zone. Thereby, we had the assistance of the SHO from Civil Lines, who is also a parent. And the whole situation was under control, apart from the fact that, you know, at the very beginning, we took time to comprehend the whole seriousness of the situation. But then with regard to the students coming to know about the severity of the situation, I would say, you know, those who were attending the school were wondering what was happening. But then slowly and gradually, the news spread. And, from my point of view, it was kind of a situation, they all wanted to go home and there was no case of evacuation as such, since we got the assurance from the local police sure. station and we had the presence of the police constables also in the campus. And the administrators in the able guidance of other principal, the vice principal and the whole team, we were all right. out helping the parents and issuing the gate passes and so on. So, on the whole, we didn't have, you know, it was a normal, another working day for us. And the school dispersed at around 2 o'clock, the usual time.
Right. Some schools dispersed earlier. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.